Have you ever slipped on a banana peel? I have, and so has my guest. I'm here at the Omaha Conservatory of Music talking with Melissa Holtmeyer, who is a full-time artist, faculty, and string department chair, and also maintains a very busy gigging schedule with the Mara String Quartet, the Omaha Symphony, Broadway Productions, on and on. Melissa, thanks for chatting about music and banana peels.
Of course. This is what we do.
This is what we do. So before we talk about the banana peel incident, tell us a little bit about your time here at the conservatory.
Yes. So this is, we're celebrating 10 years in this new building.
Which is amazing. It's
not, that's insane. And there was also the old building and the old building, which is where I began a little over 20 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah. And then the quartet was born in undergrad across the street at UNO.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
How many, you seem to maintain, like I said, a fairly busy schedule with gigs. And how do you maintain that with the performing and then the teaching and being a parent? And
it's a lot. So. Some days, December was not sustainable, but I'm lucky. And it's just an ever evolving practice of we're all busy, but
yeah.
But I like the balance of it, the teaching and the performing.
And then somehow you manage to, no pun intended, slipping on a banana peel. So we've known each other a while, but maybe didn't know that I once slipped on a banana peel.
I did not know that.
I know. And this is the kind of thing, like, people don't talk about this enough.
It's a small club.
It is a small club, an elite club. So as a cartoonist, you know, you think, oh, slipping on a banana peel, that is something that only happens
in a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. And yet it happened to me.
We've done it.
What happened with you?
So it was at a quartet gig. We had just finished a wedding gig at a hotel. Maybe I won't name the name, but it has a parking garage attached. They took care of it. Anyway, there's a parking garage attached. So we were leaving, and luckily I was wearing flats that day.
Were you dressed up?
I was wearing black.
Okay.
So we're walking out to the car, and I'm holding my music stand in my right hand, and I slip, and I fall, and as we do, we break our fall. Which we're not supposed to do, but I don't know what else a human would do.
Right.
So I broke my fall, and my right hand landed on the corner of my music stand, and it bent the stand.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked down, and I thought, well, that's going to need stitches.
Mm.
My life flashed before my eyes. It's my bowing hand.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, and I looked to think, well, what happened? What did I slip on? And I looked down, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a banana peel. It had been run over a few times, so it wasn't fresh.
Uh-huh.
The fresh ones aren't slick. And I'm a cartoon character. So we went to the ER, and I had to get 8 stitches. Wow. And the nurse said, I don't know how you didn't break your wrist.
And were people coming in saying, that's the woman who slipped on the banana peel? Was it not unusual?
No, but since.
Yeah.
I am the banana peel girl.
Uh-huh.
And so this is why I have the collection. I'm wearing my banana earrings today. Thanks,
uh-huh.
Tom Miller.
Uh-huh.
And then I have my little banana squishmallow on my music stand. I had a student crochet me a banana.
Crocheted banana.
I feel like there was something else. I have a banana phone holder.
I feel left out.
And every time someone sees a banana peel in the wild, I get a text.
No one has ever... Banana peel awareness. No one has ever done that for me. And so my thing happened. It was the old Chris Drug, now Coles, on 50th and Dodge. I stepped out of my car and I promptly slipped on the banana peel, flew into the air just like a cartoon, landed on my backside.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, what on earth? It hadn't been raining. And there it is. My banana peel was more fresh. I saw the photo of yours.
Uh-huh.
It looked like it had been driven over.
Yeah.
Mine was still like bright yellow.
Okay.
And I just looked around to see if anybody saw this, because there's that moment for me of like embarrassment.
Right.
And like, you know, and fortunately I didn't need stitches, because that would have been that'd have been rough. But no one was around, and I just thought, this is the oddest thing. And I'd never met anybody before or since.
Yeah.
Until I saw your post.
Small club.
Well, let's hope we can have more there needs to be like banana peel safety.
Awareness. This is my calling in life.
Okay.
Yes.
Melissa Holtmeyer. it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much
for
sharing your adventure.
Thank you.